This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Recently, we spoke with one of our supporters about her involvement with the fellowship and how God is using ordinary people to serve him in extraordinary ways. Here's the fellowship's Abe Truitt in Jerusalem, speaking by phone with longtime donor Donna in Oklahoma.
After I started giving to the fellowship, then I started wondering, and I got to paying more attention and, you know, trying to discover more. If it hadn't been for God putting it on my heart to, you know, give to the fellowship, and I'm retired, I'm 70 years old, but I still work part-time, I'm self-employed. And most often I'm not where I can go to church. And I give 10% of what I make to the fellowship. That's where my tithe money goes, is it all goes to the fellowship. And if it wasn't for them, if it hadn't been for God putting it on my heart to support the fellowship, I would have never done any of the rest of this.
Wow. What has kept your faith alive during this crisis? Like, how have you seen God acting in this crisis?
God keeps me healthy so I can work every day, and he keeps me work. And if I don't work, then I can't give, and I can't help the fellowship. So me staying healthy to work is, like, really important. And having work, that's really important, too. Mm-hmm. And when other people feel bad, here I am just going on. God just keeps me going, like, I'm 50 instead of 70. I just go, go, go.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.